On Classic Hits 4CA, it's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter here in the Far North. Welcome to this week's edition of The King Review with Gavin King.
Hello there. How are you doing? Thank you so much for being with me. Another big hour of The King Review coming up for you today. We'll have a chat to the Mayor, Mayor Bob Manning, about a tourism levy. Should Cairns lead the way for the state and almost the nation and introduce a levy on bed nights for visitors? Make the tourists pay for our tourism marketing. Mayor Bob is in studio to have a chat about that topic, along with we'll also touch on a rectangular stadium. I think we'll get an update from him on where are we at with this bloody rectangular stadium for Cairns. It's just going on and on without much progress. So we'll hear from the Mayor on both of those very, very big topics for our city. We'll also, on this day, it is in fact International Youth Day, so we'll have a chat to a professor from RMIT University in Melbourne who is pushing the concept of lowering the voting age to 16. I posted about this on the 4CA Facebook page this week. Should we allow 16-year-olds to vote? There's an argument that they can work, they can drive, they can enlist in the army, they pay taxes. Should they be allowed to vote as well? We'll have a chat to the professor about that fairly interesting, controversial topic. We'll also, for something a little bit different, we'll have a chat to someone from the Queensland Symphony Orchestra about a very, very special show they are bringing to the Munro Martin Parklands at the end of this month as part of the Cairns Festival. It pretty much will be a show that you shouldn't miss, and especially if you're not a fan of classical music. The show that we'll talk about is made specifically for you. And maybe it will change your mind and your thoughts on what the concept of classical music is. A couple of other big topics on today's show. Let's get on with it.